B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Earlier in the show today, I was reading the Jeff Passan story on ESPN about the Chris Sale deal and about the panic over the Red Sox start, and more specifically the start for Chris Sale, which has been rather ugly to this point. And yesterday hit a low point, despite the velo being up a little bit. Things did not work out for Chris Sale. He goes four innings yesterday, and the low point was a straight steal of home. And there were boos raining down at Fenway Park when that happened. Appropriate booing. I was wrong about the booing. Okay, I take it back. I was wrong, so. Jeff Passan wrote
ESPN's
this.
ESPN's Jeff Passan.
Or Jeff Passan, as Mike O'Brien would say. He wrote about the reaction within baseball when Chris Sale signed his deal. And he wrote, "The reaction around baseball was the awkward marriage of puzzlement at why they did it and giddiness that they actually did." And I read that quickly earlier and thought they didn't understand why the Red Sox were so happy about getting the deal done. Yeah, my reading comprehension on that one is it gets a fail. Zero. The rest of baseball is giddy that the Red Sox signed Chris Sale. They're happy about it. Competitors, rival executives looked at that move and said, yes, this team doesn't know what they're doing. Why are they signing Chris Sale to 5 years and $145 million without seeing him pitch once in 2019? What are they doing? And they were happy with that. They were excited about the fact that the Red Sox went through and did that. They didn't understand it, yet they knew they liked it. When your opponents celebrate you signing a player to a $145 million deal, that's typically not a good sign. And the Red Sox, for whatever reason, just can't seem to get out of their own way on big, bad contracts. You're going on a solid decade of this now.
Well, the lesser thing puts you in a state, right? Like, they didn't want to screw that up again. That's part of it.
That's the motivation, but the fact that there is potentially another big bad contract on their books is not new.
And I don't say Price is a bad contract, because that was the number one free agent at the time. He went out and bought that guy. That's okay. Like, you're going to make splashes like that. That's what you do in free agency. This one's different, because now you've had the guy. You've known how you've had to sort of back off it, try to get him ready, try to extend it, try to get him right at the end of the year. That didn't work. You backed off there. You had an entire offseason, and he's still the same guy. And you still gave him the contract. That's different. That's different than Price. That's different than thinking, you know what? Let's go get a five-tool center fielder. And we're just not sure if he could play here, but he's the number one free agent. So let's go get Carl Crawford. We'll do that. And you take risks like that. You'll sign those contracts. That's the risk. That's free agency. Happens in all sports. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You blew the Lester one. You're still trying to make up for that. And you may have stepped in one here. You didn't have to. That's the tough one here. It's not like this guy was walking. You know, like, hey, I'm gone. You got back in. Good money. Really could have. And to your point, how much more would you have to go north? How much more per year? I don't think much. He ain't making 40 here next year.
No, he's already ranking very high on the list of pitchers in terms of how they're being paid in baseball. What more would you have had?
Baseball has gotten different. It's almost like he...
Yeah. Yeah, we're not even factoring that part in.
Hey, I don't want to be that free agent guy next year. Call my agent. Let's get going. Get him going on something. If they're open to sign something, let's do something.
Did the Red Sox lose John Lester because he wasn't willing to re-sign here and he was going to escape for some massive payment?
No, they offended John Lester.
No, they chose not to sign John Lester. That was a conscious decision on their part. This idea that somehow, John Lester escaped. John Lester wasn't necessarily looking to leave. They offered him much less than what he was worth. They tried to lowball the guy, and when he didn't take it, they said, well, we can't lose him. And then they traded him. their decision was what was wrong in that situation. And so the signing a player early part, could if they didn't sign, I'm sorry, if they didn't trade John Lester when they traded him mid-season, could they have signed him at the end of the year by just paying him market value? Of course they could have.
Yeah.
Yep, they could have paid him at the end of the year. They could have kept him. And the same is true with Chris Sale. There should not have been any urgency to get the deal done with Chris Sale the way that they operated. Yet because they screwed up the decision so badly and butchered the process in lowballing John Lester, they tried to make up for it all these years later.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So,
plus
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned for the future of Chris Sale because, again, when you start having arm and shoulder problems at 30,
yeah.
Typically you're not better at 31, 32, 33, 34, or dare I say 35 years old. I mean, typically it's probably a thing where you could look okay, but how does that look 3 or 4 years from now when he's still on your books?
Well, plus you got director of player operations or GM, whatever you want to call him, Dave Dombrowski, that operates differently than a sort of stricter farm system and makes you do these type of deals to where, shoot, we got to keep this thing stacked because we have no call-ups.
You just hope it's not another Carl Crawford or Pablo Sandoval.
I don't know.
See, you know, and with Crawford, they were able to trade him. They were able to move him. They were capable of getting themselves out of that one. They couldn't do it with Pablo Sandoval.
No. You do Bogarts. You do this one. Like, okay, I understand you want to keep it rolling. You got Evaldi to come back, all that. I kind of understand why they did it, but it's there in front of you. You have all the information you need. That's the tough part of this. If it continues as it looks like it's continuing.
And furthermore, it's not early anymore. It's not early in the year. The Red Sox are 3-9, and they've got to turn that corner now.
Did that sound like a guy?
Now.
Like,
not next week, not the week after that. Right now.
And the postgame. I'd like to talk more about his postgame because it doesn't sound like he has any answers. And because he had the skipper prior to the game saying, yeah, he didn't have his velocity last week and he wasn't good because he was sick.
All right, you'll hear from Chris Sale coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Feels fine. Just right now, just trying to find it. Just grinding. Obviously, I mean, you guys are watching. I'm struggling. I don't know if I've ever pitched like this in my life. So, you know, tough spot to be in. But you know, I got guys in here fighting and I got to keep fighting. I mean, there's no giving up. You know, when something's not working, you got to go to something else. When that's not working, you go to something else and trying to find something. You know, I'm working. That only goes so far. This isn't, you know, the hard work league. This is a do-good league. So you got to start going out there and performing.
You know what that tells me? And that's Chris Sale post-game yesterday. We played Brad Lidsound, former Major League Baseball closer. Different than a every five-day type starter, guy in a rotation, who talked about, I don't think he's holding it back. That right there confirms Sale's not holding anything back. Because you don't go out there and grind, right? The searching, man. Does that sound like a guy that's, you know, at a controlled 80%? Max delivery to where, okay, this is how we're going to approach it. You made a comment yesterday about him throwing in flat ground, but it was like 20 minutes still before first pitch, and he didn't really get to the mound to warm up yet. Doesn't sound like a guy that they have some sort of a plan where we're holding him back a little bit here. Because you don't really go to the press conference and say, I got no answer. I don't have any answers right now. I'm searching. He said, I'm searching. When your understanding as a player is, okay, we're going to lower your arm slot delivery here. We're going to throw some intermediate routes. I'm trying to put it in football perspective. Chad Pennington at the end, when your arm wasn't right, We're going to throw the ball, anticipate, lay the ball, run some combo routes, do some clear flood zones. You lay it, we go get it. You don't zing it in there. This isn't a guy on some sort of controlled 80% velo release points, you know? That should scare you. Because I'm grinding. This is a results league. I don't know. I don't have any answers right now.
Scares me when you compare him to Chad Pennington, of all people.
Yeah, but that's what it reminds me of.
Dead arm Pennington.
Pennington would stand there. Yeah, I don't have it right now. You know, we're trying
that's
to
like
get
saying
through it.
He's going
to
be Tim Wakefield going forward.
I don't have the velocity. Pennington at the end recreated himself, and they talked about certain combo routes and stuff that they would have to do and run as part of the offense to make him look good, make him be better. Talk about with Brady. Oh, he's not a great deep ball thrower. Why? Because he's great at the intermediate stuff. Oh, you make all your money at 12 yards. Yeah, because you get rid of the ball quick. Or high percentage throws. Short throws are high percentage. Long ones aren't. That's besides the point. Talk about Crissell here. And the manager in the pregame said he was sick between the other two starts. And that's why the velocity was down. So then the velocity's back up, and then he can't locate. Then they still home on him. At home. And this is from a guy who said, hey, remind the fan base, we haven't played any home games yet. That's his first home start. That wasn't weather-related. Does that sound like that was weather-related to
well,
you?
Well, he told you himself. I mean, now that they've played a home game, now it's okay to get on them.
Right. You know what weather-related is? Weather-related is I didn't feel great. It was a little tight. It was cold. Like Tim Wakefield would tell you, yeah, knuckleballs, it's not moving tonight. There's something wrong with the air. It's too foggy. There's too much moisture in the air. Everything needed to be right for that knuckleball to work. And it would give you the real answers. Sounds like Chris Sell's giving you his real answer. I don't know.
Paul's in New Hampshire. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Paul.
Chris Sale's all out of sorts. And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I don't think these guys are ready. I don't think they had a real spring training. None of these guys pitched real games. He looks like he needs to put some weight on. I don't know if it's because he's sick. And I'm not putting it all on him either. I'm putting it on it's embarrassing.
Does he seem like a weight gainer, Paul? Does he seem like a guy historically over the years?
No, he doesn't seem like a weight gainer, but some don't seem right about him. When someone steals home plate, it's embarrassing. When he throws the ball 40 feet outside, and that's embarrassing. Nobody wants that to happen, but I don't think it's just him. When you see these guys not know who's going to catch the ball in the outfield, when you see these, even Mookie Betts is making bad, they're all making bad plays. I don't think they really had a spring training, and I don't think they have it together. And I spoke to another station on your channel.
96.9?
Maz, and he pretty much, he says, these guys are professionals, they should know that. Well, if they're not being coached and being trained properly in the off season, in the spring training, they're not ready. I think maybe because the season started earlier, but I'm not making excuses for these guys.
I know, so you're phrasing it as then they're a bunch of babies that need to be had their hands held, told what to do,
exactly.
When to do it.
Exactly.
At some point, it falls on the players and professional pride. Having your head in.
And the coach, too.
Well,
I said, they got to get back to fundamentals. Make these guys run around the field, whatever it takes to get these guys back.
Paul,
laps.
You said go touch the wall and run back and do laps. I heard that call. He did. Get him out there, go run laps, touch the green monster like gassers. That'll get him going.
Herbies.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Nothing worse, man. Basketball court. Go to the foul line, come back, go midcourt, go the other way. Oh, he puking. 22-minute rest. I'm going to do another one.
Paul, go run him.
No, but, all right. That aside, there is something.
Something's off.
There's something off about the team.
Right. But to that point, is it managing? You know, allowing a steal of home like that? Is that preparation from spring training? Is that just further evidence that they're off, they're not focused, and something that Maz alluded to, that these guys, especially some of the younger guys, have a tendency to lose focus, much like they did the year after they won it with John Farrell.
Some team came in here with a record of 3-8, with about seven names I've never heard of, with six guys batting under 200, in a cold, nasty day, stole home plate on your ass. They had a team come in here from over the border that was more mentally ready to go and into the game.
And something else.
And they came over a border to do it.
And they had to do passports.
Customs.
And they sang, "Oh, Canada."
But something that Shaughnessy kind of snapped at you about yesterday, Zoe, that I wish more people heard or believe. When you're talking about the cold and Chris Sale, when it warms up, it warms up. Pitcher is the only guy out there who's warm.
That's what, yeah. Advantage over the hitter. Hitter doesn't want to hit.
And that was something I didn't really think about too much yesterday. And Shaughnessy kind of, you know, sat you down.
Yeah.
Because you started saying, they're like, no.
It won't swing.
It helps the pitchers because they're warmed up. They stay warm. They're warm.
Yeah.
It's the guys standing there at the plate in 38 degrees trying to keep moving. Pitcher's always moving. Pitcher's always walking
that
back
comment,
and down, throwing the ball. You're trying to keep that
jacket
sweat going.
On.
It's supposed to help the pitchers.
Okay. Well, it's cold across baseball right now, and all the pitchers seem to be doing okay. So don't blame
it's
the cold.
And there's
that. Sort of
and
foolish.
There's that.
That's kind of foolish.
Here.
Let's not do that, okay? So let's just leave that out of the conversation. Something is clearly off with Chris Sale. There is a lack of focus with this entire team. It's noticeable. You could start to see it. You could feel it. Yesterday, they got the rings, and I'm really sort of happy that's over with now.
Yeah. We're on that 19.
It's time for this team to put that thing behind them. That's no fault of their own. Home opener wasn't until yesterday. But please put that in the rearview mirror for good now, because you need to start focusing on this year and the next game coming up tomorrow. They got to turn this thing around quickly. Quickly. It's not early anymore. Don't bury yourself early in the month of April.
Don't be that guy.
You don't want to have to crawl out of a hole and dig your way out the rest of the season. Time to start putting some wins together on this homestand. 617-779-0985. Coming up next, the Patriots have a quarterback in Foxborough today for a visit. That quarterback being a draft prospect coming out in the draft this year. We'll tell you who that quarterback is. Bill Belichick was not asked about quarterbacks today in his press conference, but clearly he's got it on his mind. He's got someone in town today. We'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Top. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I just got a little bit of news, Andrew, on Daniel Jones, the Duke quarterback. Obviously, a highly touted, likely first-rounder. Before he goes to the Washington Redskins, he's going to fly into the D.C. area tonight. He's actually visiting right now with the New England Patriots. So
interesting.
So the Patriots are now doing their homework on quarterbacks. Of course, at this current moment, they picked 32nd. Unclear if Daniel Jones is actually even going to be there, but of course, we know the Patriots have plenty of artillery, especially an extra second rounder, I believe. They could potentially move up for a quarterback if they do believe he is the right one. And obviously, they're trying to see if Daniel Jones is that guy visiting with the Patriots right now. And then after that, flies to D.C. and goes on a visit with the Washington Redskins, who do really like him and are doing sincere quarterback homework for number 15. That visit, of course, is on Thursday.
Daniel Jones, quarterback, Duke. That's who's in Foxborough today. 21 years old, 6'5", 220. Those are the measurables. So when was the last time, this is a serious question, when was the last time the Patriots had a quarterback here to work him out?
It's a great question. Last year's draft was better for quarterbacks, and they sent McDaniels outside the building to go do a
they
private workout.
They quietly went and had a workout with Baker Mayfield.
At the end.
They had Manziel and Bridgewater on the same day.
Lamar Jackson.
Years ago now?
Was that here?
I think so, yeah.
They were. Okay. I remember John Robinson, when he's here at the time, he loved Teddy Bridgewater. He's with the Titans now, running that team, the GM down there. Okay, so Belichick said today, pretty much impossible to move up from 32 to around 8 or 9, right? Even with the collateral that they have, based on the current structure of the draft and the movement in that first round. So this tells me, based on all his compliments today, of the coaching staff, Monty Osford, of Nick Caserio, and all the scouts with the thousands of players that they've had to go over, that maybe they look at this guy as possibly being somewhere there in the 20s. I see him moving up in the 20s if a guy's there that they want to go get. I was hoping it would be Hockenson, the tight end from Iowa. Or maybe they just feel this kid might fall.
So
there are people that are in and out on Jones. Okay, so a little background. He's down at Duke. The guy that got Peyton Manning ready to go. The guy that got Peyton Manning's brother ready to go. Cutcliffe, he's down there at Duke. So the comparisons of this kid are more like Eli Manning-like than Peyton Manning-like, which scares the hell out of me. That tells me he's a little stiff in the hips. But smart kid, whole package. You mentioned 6'5", got a cannon for an arm. Doesn't seem as doughy and like, dude, like Josh Allen. Like, I'm here to play football. I've thrown up all four. This kid seems like he's got it.
Oh, we got more news.
Oh, what?
We got more news. This is what I don't even like care about the you know, how good they are and stuff, because no matter who they get, it's about them drafting a quarterback. This is not going to be the only quarterback they have in today. West Virginia quarterback Will Grier visiting today in Foxborough as well. All right, so here's the deal. The last time that we can recall, and we'll double check. Obviously, we just found this just dropped. But the last time we can recall the Patriots having quarterback prospects here in Foxborough, here in New England for a visit, was 2014. They had Manziel there. They had Bridgewater there. Did they have Garoppolo here? He may have come here. Here's the moral of the story. The last time they had guys visit here and work them out here, you know what they did? They drafted a quarterback. They went in and drafted a quarterback high with the pick of Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014.
Turn up.
And so 5 years later, here we are again, and they're having quarterbacks to their facility. Two of them today. Guys that might be in that same range, right?
Yeah.
First round, second round, higher end picks. Not top 10 guys,
what's Garoppolo?
Guys that could be back into the back half of the first round, second round type of guys.
You know what Jimmy Garoppolo was? He was the privately rated, the number one quarterback on their board, and he was there in the second round when they were picking.
I don't like to pick on the beat writers, but today I really don't feel they did their job. I was waiting for a real direct quarterback question today. That's not controversial. And it never really got asked of Bill Belichick. We played his press conference live to start the show today.
That's draft-related.
I was really surprised we didn't get the question, because 5 years ago, you may remember, without really being prompted, the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, and then Bill Belichick said this.
So we took Jimmy Garoppolo, spent a little time with him this spring. He's got a lot of qualities that, we admire in a quarterback, and been a very productive player. A little different level of competition, but hopefully he can make that adjustment. We know what Ryan's contract situation is. We know what Tom's agent contract situation is. I don't think you want to have one quarterback on your team. I don't think that's responsible to the entire team or the organization.
Tom Brady, at that point 5 years ago, was not going into his age 42 season. No, he was 5 years younger. He was still in his late 30s. And so now Brady's going to be 42, and he has 1 year left on his deal. If Bill Belichick 5 years ago was concerned about Tom's age and contract situation, how could he not be thinking about it now? And for the first time in 5 years, as far as we can remember, and we're going to double check this, do some research and some digging here. I can't recall them having quarterbacks here in Foxborough anytime between 2014 and now.
At hand slot.
And they got two of them in there today. The kid from Duke, who Zoe doesn't like.
Easter.
He's down on Jones.
No, I like him. Eh.
You got to start liking him because they might draft him. So
last year,
Duke's like Daniel Jones.
Greer's got tattoos.
Duke's Daniel Jones and West Virginia's Will Grier.
You take Josie, put that way to country roads.
Patriots hosted Lamar Jackson last year.
Okay.
They did. They had him here. Wow. Yes. Yeah, there goes that take out the window.
Well,
my mistake.
You did.
Well, no, but here's the take. They haven't had anybody in and drafted him, though. Can you cross these two guys off the list?
Where'd he spend time with Jimmy?
If information's coming out about them visiting, how's the information coming out?
Through national people.
If they want to take them, they're not letting it out there.
Okay, they're not, but they have agents and people who know where they're going.
No, I think Jim's right on this. The details of the Garoppolo time spent, is that we went to him? And then he also mentioned competition's an issue. Hopefully he can make that jump.
I want them to take Greer. I hope they take Greer. But
they take Greer, too.
I feel like it's less likely after the information gets out.
Maybe they'll take a pick and give him for Josh Rosen. Mr. Longface. My dad's a doctor. I don't need to play.
So you're out on Rosen?
I'm out on Rosen. Out. O-U-T. Maz is out. Zoe is out. Remember when Maz goes out? I'm out. No, thank you. It's going to happen, isn't it?
Now it will.
God dang it.
I'm looking at Jimmy Garoppolo's workouts from 2014. The 49ers had a private workout. They had Garoppolo in 2014.
Billy O'Brien loved
him. The Texans had Garoppolo in 2014.
Billy loved him.
I don't know that the Patriots had him in.
Sneaky, sneaky pick. Very under the radar. Mm.
But either way, Jim, I'm just going based on the interest.
Tom just found a story saying they did have him in.
They did. Okay. Well, then that, that goes against what you said. I can't find that one, but good. There you go. So they did have him in 2014, and then they drafted him.
Yeah.
Big question is he going to be picked on the big board in front of Lanny. Mass? Then he'll be really. Then we'll really look at it seriously.
Billy Lanny, when are Felger and Mass doing the big board quarterbacks? I'll reserve my opinion for that day. Whoever they hit with the marker, I'll take that guy.
They doing marker this year? New studio.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the NFL draft, ladies and gentlemen, begins 2 weeks from tomorrow. The first round, 2 weeks from tomorrow, the NFL draft.
It's here, man.
And now the Patriots are looking at quarterbacks. Two bigger name quarterbacks in this draft set to visit the Patriots today in Foxborough.
Preseason schedule's out. Look at what is this here?
It's Will Greer, right?
Is this a tattoo?
Part of a tattoo? That looks like part of a tattoo.
Badass. He's a rebel.
Looks like Baker Mayfield in that picture.
He's a rebel. He's been to a couple schools. He left the school.
PED test at Florida.
He's impregnated someone. He got a baby. He's grown up. Responsibilities. He's a guy. It's a guy. I'm telling you that.
His brothers are like Instagram celebrities.
Yeah.
Will Greer's brothers.
Why?
They have like millions of followers.
Is he like his brothers, unlike Aaron Rodgers? Does he send gifts back?
Today's takeaways are coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaways are brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, take their advice, set up a consultation at any of the five Awaken 180 locations. How baseball today? Home opener yesterday. Red Sox are back home and got their rings. Sort of was front and center, wouldn't you think, Beetle? In the sports world universe?
Yeah. Like
Red Sox?
A headline-making press conference.
I complained so much yesterday. I didn't want the Patriots there. Like this should be about the Red Sox. Yeah. Red Sox. Tell a lot of Red Sox today.
Well, it's upset some people, including this caller. Joel is in Rentham. Joel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Rentham.
So I just did a little quick deep dive, and I have a really cool stat for you. It's the Chris Sale strikeout per nine innings over the past 4 years in April and May.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yep, let's hear it.
Can you stop real quick?
Never mind.
Okay. Do you know how excited Beetle got there? His eyes lit up when he said, I did some digging and we got some Chris. Beetle's like, give me it. Give me the numbers.
I immediately knew he was setting us up, though.
I didn't. I looked at him. I'm like, oh, here we go with the analytics.
Because he said he was doing a quick, deep dive. Those two things don't work.
Yeah. Over the past 4 years in April and May. Okay. You ready for it?
Yep, let's hear it.
Never mind. Who cares? We're talking about the Red Sox in April. The Bruins play Toronto tomorrow night in the first round. What are we doing? Come on, guys.
Burn. Hey, Beetle, put the napkin on your lap. You got served.
We should just have a call.
We should have just asked him to call back. Okay. By all means.
No, I don't want to hear from him on it. He doesn't have a take. He didn't have a take.
That's the point. We'll talk about the Bruins plenty tomorrow and the day after.
The other point is if he had just called with a Bruins take,
which caller
hasn't done even once. He's got, I think it's three times now, and he's just called to complain. He doesn't have a take.
No.
He's takeless. If he just called, I have a Bruins take. I have something on the Bruins. We'd take the call.
Yes.
Even if we weren't talking about it, we'd just take the call.
You have anything on the Bruins? I got plenty.
Tomorrow. We will deliver the goods on the Bruins tomorrow. Game one. Don't you worry. Another prank caller today. That wasn't the only one. We had another one. Chris Sale related. Jim is in Melrose today on Chris Sale and the Red Sox. Hi, Jim.
Hey, don't you guys think that if Chris Sale didn't pitch naked, he'd be fine?
So really like that one. I don't know what to do with that.
I don't get it.
I don't either. But like, I think he screwed it up.
Why were you laughing so hard?
He screwed it up so badly. Like when you get up on a stage and you start to get nervous.
The guy
said naked, and you flounder. You say, "Here's what you got to do to relax. You picture everybody in the audience naked, like they don't have their clothes. Ooh, that's what relaxes naked. You when you're up on your stage and you're up there, and it's all about you and the spotlight's
he
on you.
Naked.
He blew it. I've pictured Sil 6'6", like he got nothing on, jockstrap.
We should
like,
try
Nukleloosh.
We should try. Will the word make Zoe laugh?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Zoe, look at me. Breast.
No. That's not me. That's Jim pressing a button.
Look at me. Peepus.
It's not even funny.
Naked.
He laughed a little bit.
Naked's such a funny word. Like, not nude. Nude or
he
naked.
He said naked.
So. Yeah. Moist.
Felger uses moist. I've heard Felger with the moist. It's almost like a naughty word. You can't even say it.
Rug burn.
No. Nope. Nope.
Any words?
Taint.
That's a good one.
That's not fair. Anyone is going to laugh at that one.
Come on.
Yeah. That is not okay. apparently today, did it sound like someone burped?
We should just call this in general every time we do it. What's this noise?
Okay, Zoe in the middle of a segment shut off his mic and starts saying to me, did you burp? And I'm like, no, what do you mean? And he's like, somebody burped. And I'm like, who? I didn't understand.
Somebody had a soda just whenever we were talking.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right, let's hear
I didn't even hear this.
I'm actually, and you know I'm not a Red Sox fan, too.
Oh, no, I know you're a Yankee fan.
But I do have to ask this question. I mean.
Clear as day.
Was it the caller?
No.
Maybe the caller burped.
No. That's too high fidelity for a over-the-telephone sound.
But.
Where did that come from?
Good.
Somebody.
Wise.
But.
That sounded like a pig.
That's
I'm not going to lie. You know what my thought was when he kept asking me? He's like, I'm like, do you smell something? What? I don't understand. Why are you asking me that?
I had no idea.
We will accidentally
burp and while we're talking because you have a soda and we just keep going through because you want nobody to notice it.
I didn't even hear that.
It was loud
and
clear.
If you smell something, Zoe won't say anything. He'll just start laughing like you said the word naked.
Usually they're really low, so we have to amplify them. This one was kind of loud.
Yeah, that is loud.
Fan too,
no, I know you're a Yankee fan.
But
that's a pig. Maybe he's in a farm.
It's very livestock sounding. little livestock.
Feeding them slop. You got those ears of corn, all kind of stuff. Just throw it out there. Slop. Damn.
Bucket. That was loud.
Mm.
Get any other words for him?
Cucumber.
Richie.
Richie.
Richie the gerbil.
You know, my grandfather, Grandpa Poole, would not eat cucumbers because he said a hog wouldn't eat them. He said he wouldn't eat anything that a hog wouldn't eat.
I love cucumbers. I think cucumbers are really good.
The logic there is something else.
He's onto something.
Yeah, he's onto something.
Cucumber dressings, cucumbers raw, cucumbers salt and pepper, cucumbers and dressing.
Hog won't eat it. Reed Poole wouldn't eat it.
Coming up tomorrow, we will, of course, be talking about the Bruins as a preview to Game 1 as they begin their series. Also, Billy Jaffe will join us to help us do that at 10:50. And Brad Stevens, who typically is with us on Wednesdays.
Hey, Coach.
He pushed back a day. He'll be with us at 11:20 tomorrow. Hmm. So, Jaffe, Brad Stevens, Bruins thoughts. Yeah. There will be hockey talk here tomorrow, okay? Felger and Maz are coming your way next. They've got you covered. Can't wait for the baseball reporters tonight. Everyone's going to be real angry about
Maz
that.
Maz is so pissed.
Fire it up. Fire it up. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So 3-2. The runners will be on the move here with two down. And the full count. Runners go and swung on and missed. He struck him out with the slider to end the ball game. A threat for the Red Sox. They can't cash in. Toronto takes game one here in the Red Sox home opener. 7-5. The final score here today.
All right, nice team you got there, Maz. Where do you want to begin?
Oh, no. I disown them. They're not mine. You can have them.
Where would you care to begin with your baseball team?
Okay, so again, at some point you talk about the slow start and how the team could be burying itself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.